Welcome to another episode of The Neil Damrell Show with your host, myself, Neil Damrell, founder of Damrell Coaching, bringing you simple and honest advice on all things cycling related, helping you to cycle faster and recover quicker. Plus, sharing my personal experiences on all things health, wealth and mindset. So without further ado, let's get into today's episode. Unlocking peak performance and weight loss through cycling nutrition. So welcome back to the show. And in today's show, I'm just going to talk about how even if you're a seasoned cyclist or if you're starting out on your cycling journey, the importance of understanding nutrition is essential. And finding the right balance of calories, micronutrients, macronutrients, and meal timing can certainly be the key to achieving both peak performance and your weight loss goals. So let's dive in into the world of cycling nutrition and help you equip you with the knowledge and skills you need for success in the world of cycling. So first of all, make sure you have balanced micronutrients. So you need to fuel your ride and this will help trim your waistline. So cycling requires blend of macronutrients to power you through your rides, and support your weight loss. So I'm just going to go through a little breakdown of why each macronutrient is critical for cycling. So first of all, you've got your carbohydrates, and carbs are your primary source of energy when cycling. They're like the fuel for your car. So they're going to help propel your body forward. And you want to make sure that carbohydrates play a significant part in your diet, especially in the hours leading up to your ride, and opt for complex carbohydrates like whole grains, sweet potatoes, and brown rice. And these will provide you with a steady release of energy, helping to ensure that your longer rides are not going to be fueled with bonking or energy crashes, and having that as your armor will help you to get through your ride with the occasional sugary snack on top. Next up is your proteins, and protein is essential for building blocks for muscle repair and growth. So it's vital for cyclists who want to maintain and increase some form of lean muscle mass while shedding excess body fat to incorporate lean sources of protein such as chicken, turkey, fish, tofu, and beans into your meals. And protein is also helps to keep you full and satisfied, which helps to reduce the temptation of overindulging in calorie-laden snacks. And lastly, it's healthy fats. So fats aren't bad for you. Just try and make sure you're having more of the healthy fats. So fats like avocados, nuts, seeds, olive oil provide sustained energy and support overall health. These are essential for absorbing fat-soluble vitamins and maintaining a balanced diet. So a small serving of healthy fats can be a great addition to your pre-ride snack or post-ride recovery meal. Next up, focus on whole foods, and your, you know, this is going to help you improve your nutrition. So these are your nutrition enhancers. So cycling, you need to prioritize nutrient-dense foods that not only fuel your ride but also contribute to your overall health and well-being. And whole foods are your natural performance enhancers. So key ones will be your fruits and vegetables packed with vitamins, minerals and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables should be your staple in your diet. They should be half your plate at every meal. They will provide essential nutrients that keep your immune system nice and strong and your body in peak condition. And if you're doing a lot of exercise, it's really important that you're looking after your immune system, because this is going to be more suppressed, especially during higher training volumes and different seasons throughout the year. So make sure you add this and add plenty of fruits and vegetables to your diet. Plus, they have a burst of flavor and color. Make sure there's a rainbow on your plate. And a lot of time, just supplement more fruits as your natural sugar throughout the day rather than any artificial sweeteners. Lean proteins, like we mentioned before, opt for your lean sources like chicken, turkey, and fish. These options are not only rich in protein, but they're also low in saturated fat. So this will help to repair and build muscle mass and build muscle tissue, and which is critical for improving your performance and aiding your recovery after long training sessions. Like we said before, whole grains replace your refined grains with grains like quinoa, brown rice, whole wheat pasta. Knees are packed with load of fiber, which will help to stabilize blood sugar levels throughout the day and keep you fuller for longer. So you want to stay away from the simple carbohydrates like your white rices, white pasta, etc., and obviously all your simple sugars that you'll find in sweets, etc., to minimize and stabilize your blood sugar levels throughout the day. And then lastly, you want to make sure you focus on your meal timing to aid your recovery and performance pre, during, and post ride. So meal timing can significantly impact your cycling performance and weight loss journey. So here is how to make the most of it. So first of all, you've got your pre-ride fuel. Fuel up with a balanced meal or snack 1 or 2 hours before your ride. Include a good mix of carbohydrates, proteins, and healthy fats. For example, a bowl of porridge with a banana with some sprinkled almonds is an excellent source. It will provide you with energy and give you enough energy without overloading your stomach as well. Post-ride, obviously during ride, make sure you're fueling with plenty of carbohydrates throughout the ride, maybe every hour, 60 to 90 grams per hour, depending on your body weight and what you can stomach, but make sure you're fueling well while riding. And then post-ride recovery, after your ride, your body will crave some replenishment. So make sure you consume a snack or a meal, with the focus being on protein and carbohydrates within 30 minutes to 2 hours of finishing your ride. Protein shake is a really convenient way of doing that, but also a turkey sandwich with a whole grain bread or a smoothie with Greek yogurt and berries are also great options. And this will help to kickstart the recovery process and prevent any muscle breakdown. And that absorption within that first 30 minutes to an hour is really critical to kickstart that process to help recovery quicker. And the sooner you recover, the more you're going to be able to train the next day. So you're eating for the next day by recovering well post-session, post-ride. So in conclusion, cycling performance and weight loss goals are within your reach. And when you prioritize your nutrition, you're definitely going to achieve that. Balance your micronutrients, focus on whole grains, whole foods, and the time of your meals, strategically around pre and post-riding. This will help you to manage your nutrition habits more efficiently. And with these principles in mind, you're not going to conquer and improve your cycling performance, but you're going to improve your strength and viability and improve your overall body composition going forward. So if you found that helpful and you're like a deeper dive into the world of cycling nutrition and you want to receive a step-by-step guide to help you cycle faster and recover quicker, then click the link in the show notes and you'll be able to get access to my free Eat to Ride guide. Basically going to be a roadmap to your success and improve your cycling journey and give you all the tools you need to make sure you know what to consume before, during, and after a ride to help minimize binge eating and also improve your cycling performance so you're going to cycle faster and recover quicker. So thank you for listening on today's show. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to send us a little review on wherever you get your podcast from. And if you've connected over on Instagram or followed us on YouTube, and feel free to send us a little subscription as well. All the links will be in the show notes as well. So thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. And we'll see you again next time.